I want you to turn your Bibles with me to Romans, the 12th chapter. I can't iterate this enough. Apostle is reiterating this and telling us about the last days, and we can't reiterate that enough. I think a lot of Christians are sometimes unconscious. Let's hold on to that word, unconscious as to what's happening around them. Jesus used the word pretty often. He kept asking them, you know, you're not perceiving. You're not perceiving. How is you not understanding? How is you not perceiving? So tonight I want to deal with becoming a better perceiver. In other words, notice what's going on around you, being able to see where God is moving and be able to get involved with what he's doing. This pandemic that we're currently going through, it won't be the last pandemic. You know, a lot of times we read stories in the Bible about things happening in the earth and all kind of strange things happening. I want to let you know, we are living in the Bible days now. And so we as Christians, now that's not something to be fearful about. That's something to be excited about, because that means that our Lord Jesus Christ's return is near. So we as Christians have to be prepared, able to discern the times, able to see what's going on, able to perceive so that we can apply what needs to be applied in our lives, so we can walk it out, so we can do what's necessary, so that we will not only be surviving. See, survival is not good enough. You must be able to thrive. Survival just simply means you only can help yourself. Thriving means I've overcome so much that I have the energy, I have the resources, and I have the know-how to reach back and pull somebody with me. So we as the body of Christ, we as the church, we ought to be able to thrive during these times and not just survive. So look with me in Romans, the 12th chapter. Romans, the 12th chapter. I'm going to make a statement to you. But let me read Romans, the 12th chapter first. I love Romans, the 12th chapter, verses 1, 2, and 3. Romans, the 12th chapter. We're going to read just verse 2 tonight, but I love verses 1, 2, and 3. Look at verse 2, and it says, "Be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." Now, watch this now, "that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." That ye may be able to prove. Let me read the definition of perceive. Perceive means to attain awareness or understanding of something, or to become aware, watch this, through the senses, to become aware of something through any of the senses, especially through sight or hearing. So your perception or your ability to perceive comes from the structure of your soul. So the question is, how are you structuring your soul? How are you training your soul? What is it in your environment is affecting your thinking? What is it that you're reading? What is it that you're watching? What is it that you're meditating on that's structuring your soul? Because your perception is going to be based off the structure of your soul. That's what the Apostle Paul says in Romans, the 12th chapter, the second verse. This is what he says. He said, that ye may, the B part, that ye may prove or perceive or recognize what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. What you must understand as a Christian is that life is a journey of discoveries. Life is a journey of discoveries. This is why having Philippians 2 and 5, turn there, Philippians 2 and 5. This is why we're reminded so much about the mind of Christ. Here the Apostle Paul is saying in the fifth verse, let this mind be in you. That word let means to allow, means to give it an opportunity, give it a chance. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So the Apostle Paul is telling us that we are to allow the same mindset that Jesus had to rest in us. The Word of God in Romans, the 12th chapter, tells us how we can have that same mind. In John, the first chapter, it talks about Jesus. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God. Then the Bible says the Word became flesh, talking about Jesus. So therefore, in order for us to have the same mindset as Jesus, that means we're going to have to spend time with what God is saying, what God has said. When you spend time with what God has said, with what God is saying, your perception, your ability to notice where God is moving, notice what God is doing, and watch this, make changes I need to make accordingly. Now, if your perception, if your soul is not structured properly, if your soul is not structured properly, your perception is going to be off. This is why the Apostle Paul said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So when I take this word of God and begin to renew my mind, I am preparing my soul to perceive what God is doing in this present moment. Glory to God. When I structure my mind, when I structure my soul with the Word of God, I'm preparing my soul to perceive what God is doing in the present moment. Go with me to Genesis, the third chapter. I need you to grasp this now. We're about to go, I need you to grasp this. I just said that your ability to perceive or your perception is based on how you structure your soul. Now, if you catch what we're about to go on, what I'm about to show you right now, it's going to cause you to have a deeper affection for the Word of God. It's going to cause you to want to know what God has said, what God is saying, so you can be prepared to see your surroundings changing and be able to make the proper adjustments in your life. Before we go there, go to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians, before we go to Genesis, go to 2 Corinthians, the first chapter. 2 Corinthians, the first chapter. Let's deal with something real quick. 2 Corinthians, the first chapter. Watch this. This is something the Apostle Paul was writing to Corinthians. And we as the body of Christ need to know this scripture because we as the church, we have to allow the fivefold ministry gift to do the three things the gifts were designed to do. Ephesians, the fourth chapter, the 11th verse gives us who they are, and then the 12th verse gives us why Jesus gave them to us. It says, in the 12th verse, we don't go there, in Ephesians 4th chapter, it said, for number one, the perfecting of the saints, or the maturing of the saints. Why do the saints need to be mature? So that the work of the ministry can be accomplished. What is the work of the ministry? Expanding the kingdom. expanding God's agenda wherever you are, wherever you work, wherever you live, expanding the kingdom. You have to be equipped to do that. Third thing is to build the body of Christ. That simply means when you are mature, you're able to do the work, growth should take place in the body of Christ. That's what I meant by us not have, we can't survive this pandemic. We have to thrive in this pandemic. We have to know what we're doing. We have to know what's going on. We have to be able to make shifts. We have to be able to make adjustments in our lives when necessary. We got to be able to stop when the Holy Spirit tells us to stop. We got to be able to go when the Holy Spirit tells us to go. We got to be able to perceive what's going on around us. Your perception or your ability to perceive is based on how your soul is structured. So we have to mature as saints. We can't depend on the fivefold ministry gift to do all the hearing from God for us. Oh my God. Catch that. We cannot expect the fivefold ministry gift to hear all the things that God is saying for you. You have to get to a point where you're hearing God for yourself. You don't always have to need to be able to call somebody to get their opinion on something. Because listen to this, everything that man says to me is opinion until God confirms it, then it becomes something I'm gonna do. See, I have to be able to be in a position that I can recognize what God is doing and I can get involved with what he's doing. We cannot put all the burden of hearing God for our individual lives on the fivefold ministry gifts, because their job is to perfect or mature the saints. For why? To do the work of the ministry so that the body of Christ can be built. So how can we do the work of the ministry if we're first not mature? What it means to mature? That means that our perception, our ability to perceive what God is doing and where God is doing it and how God is doing it comes from how we structure our soul. In the book of Samuel, Eli made a statement. Eli was the priest. Hannah had Samuel and said she would, if she can have a child, she was barren. She said if she can have a child, she would dedicate him to the Lord. So Hannah had Samuel, bore Samuel and brought him and just dropped him off at the temple, at the synagogue. And Eli raised him and raised him up in the priesthood and raised him up and trained him in the things of God. Samuel was laying in his bed one night and God spoke to him. Now, him being around Eli, he thought it was Eli talking to him. So he went to Eli three different times. But there's one word that stuck out to me in that story. It said Eli perceived that it was the voice of God talking to Samuel. Perceived. That means that his soul was aligned or structured or in a position to where he can realize, I didn't call him. I didn't call Samuel. I wasn't calling his name. I didn't say nothing to him. The third time he came, I didn't call his name. I didn't say nothing to him. His mama brought him and dedicated him to the Lord when he was a child. I know I didn't call him, So if his mama dedicated him to the Lord and I've been training him in the things of God and he think it's me talking to him, then it ain't me talking to him. I perceive that it's God is talking to Samuel. That's perception. That's perceiving. He was able to be aware or conscious of what was happening around him and be able to help Samuel hear the voice of God. Perception, perceiving. Jesus used that word many times when he was with the disciples about perceiving it. We'll read a few of them about perceiving. But we cannot put all of the responsibility for hearing God for our lives on the fivefold ministry. Look at 2 Corinthians, the first chapter and the 24th verse. This is the Apostle Paul writing to the Corinthians. He said, not for that we have dominion over your faith or dominion over your assignment. The Apostle Paul said, we're not trying to control you, but are helpers of your joy. It's our job to help you realize the joy of the Lord in your life that comes from you obeying him. You can't obey him if you can't hear him. You can't obey him if you can't perceive him. If you can't perceive what he's doing. If you can't perceive what's happening around. You can't obey him. If you can't obey him, you can't realize the joy of the Lord that comes from obedience. He said, for by faith or your assignment, you stand. So the Apostle Paul's laying out, he's saying, listen, we're not here to tell you every step to make. We're here to help mature you so you can discover the right steps to take. We're here to mature you so that you can perceive. Notice your surroundings. Notice what God is doing and being able to get involved with what he's doing. Your perception or your ability to perceive comes from how your soul is structured. Genesis, the third chapter. Genesis, the third chapter. Glory to God. Genesis, the third chapter. I'm about to show you. If you catch on, catch this. I need you to catch this. You catch this. Your affection for the word of God. Your prioritizing the word of God. I'm going to show you how important God's word is in our life. Not just from a reading standpoint. But I'm talking about from a soul preparation standpoint. The word of God prepares our soul to be able to perceive what God is doing. Watch this. Genesis, the third chapter. It says, verse 1, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he, the serpent, said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Now, verse 6 is what I want you to focus on. Verse 6. And when the woman saw the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise. Now, I got questions. I got questions. It says, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food. Now, wait a minute. How many times had Eve passed that tree and knew it wasn't good for food? Because that wasn't her first time seeing that tree. Because she was already aware of the tree. It says, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes. Wait a minute now. Perception. Obviously, it wasn't pleasant before. It wasn't good for food before. It wasn't pleasant before. And she didn't know she needed to be wise because she was with the most wise. Catch this now, catch this. I'm talking about your perception. Your perception is only as good as your soul is strong. Many are wondering why you can't hear the voice of God, why you can't discern the signs of the time. Why are you always behind the eight ball when other Christians see what's going on, able to make the adjustments? It's because your soul is weak. Oh, let me put it like this. Your soul is weak to supernatural things, but it's strong to worldly things. It's weak to supernatural things, but strong to worldly things. So that means that when somebody gives you instructions or you, your perception is going to be off. So when you get misinformation, when you get erroneous information, you won't have the ability to discern whether it's right or wrong. Why? Because your soul is weak when it comes to supernatural things. I didn't say your spirit. I didn't say your spirit was weak to supernatural things. I said your soul is weak to supernatural things, but it's strong to worldly things. See, Eve allowed Satan to trick her, to talk to her, and change her perception of the tree. Her ability to perceive. Now, wait a minute. God's word had already told her God's word, God's word, God's word. It wasn't even written word. It was verbatim. It was from the mouth of God. It was from the very mouth of God. The very mouth of God told her, don't eat off that tree. So when God's word said, don't eat off the tree didn't look good for food. It wasn't pleasant to the eyes. And she didn't realize, she didn't need to have the tree to be wise because she had the most wise. So what caused the tree to now look good to her? Misinformation. So her perception was thrown off because her soul was weak towards supernatural things. In these last days, we as Christians cannot afford to be weak in our soul towards supernatural things. I didn't say your spirit. I said your soul. How do we strengthen our soul? That's the first verse I read it, Romans 12 and 2. It says, be not conformed. Put it back on the screen. Romans 12 and 2. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. So if I have to be transformed, that means I'm going to have to put in some effort because I'm automatically be conformed. But I have to decide to be transformed. Go to Hebrews. Let me find Hebrews. Hebrews, the fifth chapter, I think. Yeah, Hebrews, the fifth chapter. Hebrews, the fifth chapter. Hebrews, the fifth chapter, the 11th verse. Watch what it says. It says, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. Their perception. That's their perception. Their perceiving. Remember now, perceiving is the ability to sense things. And the Webster Dictionary said, especially with seeing and hearing. How many times in the Gospels did Jesus talk about seeing and hearing? Seeing and hearing. Not talking about hearing with these ears. I'm talking about hearing with that inner ear, which is your soul. Seeing, not seeing with these, with your physical eyes, but seeing with that inner eye, your soul. The word of God, the reason why you have to renew your mind with the word of God is because now you have a foundation for which you can stand on so that when information comes into your life, you have something to bring it into subjection to. So you'll be able to easily recognize or perceive or be conscious when God is talking, when God is moving. You can recognize the times. Watch this in Hebrews. He said, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. Verse 12, for when for the time ye ought to be teachers. So that means there's a process should be taking place. There's growth should be taking place. Some of us should be in a position in our lives, in our walk with Christ, that our lives begin to teach others. We don't get the same results that they get. Our results different. Our results different. We may go through the same pandemic, but we come out differently. We may be going through the same economy, but our money different. We may be going through the, we may be exposed to the same disease, but our health is different. Our lives ought to be teached. That's why thriving is so important. Not just surviving, but thriving. You're just not barely making it in this pandemic. You should be dominating this pandemic. Now, once again, assess where you are and don't get discouraged, because you and only you has the right to change your status. And the Holy Spirit is there to help you change your status. But you're going to have to structure your soul properly. What I mean by structure your soul properly? You're going to hide this word in your heart. Hide this word in your soul. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, verse 12, Hebrews the 5th chapter, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principle of the oracles of God, and are become such as having need of milk and not of strong meat. Verse 13, for everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, or the right standing of the word. Unskillful. In other words, you haven't allowed the word of God to properly structure your soul. So you're unskillful in the right standing of the word in your soul. That's why, is it 1 Timothy 2:15? Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightfully dividing the word of truth. That can only happen when you spend time with the word. That can only happen when you allow the word to transform you. Allow the word of God. You spend time with the word of God and you read the word of God. See, we're not reading enough. See, I don't mind reading because I have the word of God as my foundation. So when I have the word of God, I've hid this word in my heart. So therefore, I can read and see where God is moving. I can read other material and not be afraid of it. Why? Because as soon as it doesn't line up with the word of God, I have the control to put it down. I have the control to eliminate it out of my life. How I know I have that right? Romans 12 and 2 told me I have this right. Because either you're going to conform or be transformed. Yeah. Transformation comes through exercise. This is what we're about to get to. We're about to get to it. Watch what it says. Verse 14. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses. Now, watch this. Exercised. Come on now. Senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Now, this ain't talking about your everyday saying what is right and what is wrong. Man, listen, most people know what's right and what's wrong on the surface. They know what's right and what's wrong. They know it already. They know what they should be doing and what they shouldn't be doing. I'm talking about everyday. I'm talking about Christians. I'm talking about everyday people. You know you shouldn't steal. You know you shouldn't lie. You know you shouldn't kill nobody. You know you shouldn't treat people wrong. You know this already. People know this already. That is not what this is talking about. You don't need much exercise. You don't need much of a workout in your soul to figure that out. What the Apostle Paul is talking about here is spending time with the Word so that you can exercise your senses, your inner ear and your inner eye to be able to discern which way God is moving. That's what this is talking about. It has to be exercised. Goes back to Romans 12 and 2. Conforming is automatic. How easy is it for you just to sit up there and watch TV? How easy is it for you to pop in your AirPods and start listening at Apple Music, listening at Pandora, Spotify? How easy is it for you to flip on your Apple TV and cruise Netflix, Hulu? How easy is it? But as soon as you decide to go pick this Word of God up, stuff start coming up. All of a sudden you get sleepy. You get sleepy and you just, you know, oh my God. That's because you have to exercise. You have to exercise your soul. Many of us have said, we don't read enough. We want somebody to always tell us what to do. That means if you always want somebody to tell you what to do, you're still on milk and you are dead weight. If you always want somebody to tell you what to do with your life, you run into a problem, I don't know what to do. If you exercise your soul, you'll be able to recognize, prove, become conscious of what God, the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. This is going to be a very necessary trait as a Christian in these last days. A very necessary trait. And this is it's a very easy trait to develop because you got to exercise it. That's what the Apostle Paul said. The Apostle Paul says, but strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, mature. Remember Ephesians 4, verse 12, the maturing of the saints that are of full age, verse 14 in the fifth chapter, of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. You spend so much time with the Word of God, you can look clean through people. You can exercise your mind with the Word of God that you can recognize somebody shooting you bull crap. You can recognize it. And you say, oh, they ain't saying nothing. They could be the most important person you ever met in your life, but if they shoot you bull crap, I don't care how important they are, it's still bull crap. You got, in these last days, the Bible says they're going to fool the very elect. So that means we got to be up on our game. Right now we have information overload. We got information overload. You can get information from anywhere now. It ain't just coming from three stations. It's coming from a plethora of places. So you got to be able to exercise your senses to discern good and evil. You got to be able to recognize, is this the spirit of truth or this the spirit of error? You're going to have to recognize that. Not apostle. You're going to have to recognize that. You're going to have to exercise. Listen to me, people of God. exercise your soul. Structure your soul. Let the word of God massage your soul. Watch this. Watch what Jesus said. Go with me to, Mark the 8th chapter. Watch this. I'm almost finished. Mark the 8th chapter. Mark the 8th chapter, verse 14. This is a funny story. A very funny story. Verse 14. Now the disciples had forgotten to take bread. Neither had they in the ship with them more than one loaf. That means they only had one loaf of bread. And Jesus, Jesus charged them saying, take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the leaven of Herod. Now, Jesus seen they only had one loaf of bread. And then he charged them saying, take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the leaven of Herod. Look at verse 16. And they reasoned among themselves saying, is it because we have no bread? And when Jesus knew it, he said unto them, why reason ye because ye have no bread? Listen to the next word. Perceive ye not yet, neither understand. Have ye your heart yet hardened? Having eyes, ye see ye not. Having ears, hear ye not. And do ye not remember? When I break the 5 loaves among the 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? And they said unto him, 12. And when the 7 among 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? And they said, 7. And he said to them, how is it that you do not understand that I'm not talking about bread, physical bread? How is it you understand I'm not talking about physical bread? I'm talking about information that will cause you to perceive the wrong thing. Jesus said, I multiplied bread. I multiplied bread twice. So why y'all think I'm talking about this one loaf y'all got? I can multiply that if I want to. I'm trying to get you to see something deeper. Why were the disciples? Now, I must give the disciples an excuse. The disciples had a good excuse why they couldn't see. Man, Jesus was in ministry for 3 years. He didn't have a whole lifetime to be training them. So Jesus was throwing things on them. Many things. One time Jesus said, you're gonna drink my blood and eat my flesh. Man, they were like, what? We're gonna drink your blood. Half of them went back that day because they couldn't perceive. Why they couldn't perceive? Because their soul was not structured properly. Soul was not structured properly. It is not up to God to structure your soul. It's not up to an apostle to structure your soul. It's not up to anybody else to structure your soul. You are the only one that can structure your soul. And let me tell you something. If you don't structure your soul, Satan gonna structure your soul. Just like he did Eve. He gonna structure your soul. Just like in Romans 12 and 2, you're going to conform. Go to Ephesians, the 5th chapter. The Apostle Paul gave us insight. Gave us insight on how to structure our soul. Look at verse 15, Ephesians the 5th chapter, verse 15. See that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Meaning just don't be getting up doing stuff. Just getting up going places. Just be getting up doing just whatever. Now is the time. Now is the time as a Christian, you're going to have to, your steps are going to have to be ordered by the Lord. Your steps are going to have to be ordered by the Lord. You can't receive orders if you can't perceive, if you can't recognize, if you're not conscious, if you're just unconscious. See, the world system wants you to be unconscious. That's why a lot of Christians are in debt above, up to debt up to their neck now, because they're unconscious. They're unconscious that the world system is trying to define wealth for you. And the same people that's trying to define wealth for you, all of a sudden they got something to sell you to fit the definition they're giving you about wealth. That's what causes overconsumption. I'm going to say that again. Many of us are unconscious to what the world system is doing. They define what wealth is. Instead of us going to the Word of God to let God define for us what wealth is, we let the world define it for us. And the same people we're letting define what wealth is for us is there all of a sudden conveniently to sell us what it takes to fit their description, to fit their definition. Yeah. And they conveniently provide the money for you to get it. Because unconscious. Not conscious enough to perceive when we go to do something, go to buy something, and we can't even perceive the Holy Spirit saying, not right now. Oh man, the deal worked out. The deal went through. Man, they gave me a great deal. I don't care, a great deal according to who? According to who? According to their definition of a great deal, or according to the Holy Spirit? Because anytime I've seen it myself over and over. Anytime God tells you to get something with debt, He pays it off. He pays it off. So if you got something on debt and you struggling to pay it off, come on, we got to be real, people. Talking about, we don't have time to be impressing the world system. We got to be fit. We have to be prepared to where we can thrive when God needs us to thrive. Not just us surviving, looking like the world system, conforming. So your perception, your ability to perceive, perceiving when God wants me to do something, being able to perceive, watch this, being able to perceive what direction I need to take for my health. Being able to read. We want the doctors to tell us everything to do. Go and read. The word of God already said, we're beautifully and wonderfully made. So therefore, that means if we're beautifully and wonderfully made, the Word of God is our foundation, then it's easy for us to go read about our bodies. Yeah. And we'll be able to easily discern good information from bad information. Because we're our perception, our ability to perceive, our ability to recognize what God is moving, our ability to recognize when God has given us a remedy to our situation. Jesus, I think it's Matthew the 16th chapter. Jesus, and I'm closing here, Jesus gave us the example. When he asked the disciple, who do men say that I am? Some say that Isaiah, some say you're Isaiah, some say you're one of the prophets. Then Peter spoke up, Simon at the time, spoke up and said, no, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus looked at Peter and said, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. Then Jesus came on and said, changed his name to Peter and said, upon this rock, not Peter as a rock, upon this process of what? The process of me revealing you, and not only revealing, but you're able to perceive. Because God can send information, but if you're not able to perceive it and recognize it, it ain't gonna do no good. Hearing the voice of God does not start with his audible voice. It starts with his written word. how you structure your soul. We've seen his audible voice in action. His audible voice was in action with Eve. But she didn't allow his voice to structure her soul, to create a foundation in her soul, so that when somebody else came along with some other information, it completely wiped out what God said, and what God said didn't look good, it began to look good to her. When he said, what good for food for her, it began to be good, it looked like good food for her. When she was with wisdom, she wanted to go somewhere else for wisdom. So you have to have the voice of God and your ability to perceive. Conscious, aware, recognize the voice of God. The world system, and I'm TV. We don't read so much. We watch too much TV. Listen, them people have made their money already. Those people that's acting. Don't get me wrong. Nothing wrong. You can watch TV, go to movie, whatever. That's what I'm saying. But overindulging. During the Roman Empire, they had gladiators. Gladiators would fight. What the leaders in the Roman Empire realized is that as we conquer new nations, we have to do something to get their minds off of what we're really doing to them. We have to get their minds off of the pressure that we're applying to them, so we will entertain them. We will put on gladiators. We will have theater. We will do these things so we can temporarily release the pressure off of them that we are applying to them for a few moments. Let them forget it so that we can keep applying pressure. Entertainment means to grab your attention or to keep your attention, so you don't see what's going on around you. That's why the church can't be entertainment. That's why the church can't be entertainment. The church has to be a place that we come, that we confront our issues. Not be entertained to forget about our issues only for the return to them when we leave church. Entertainment is there to take your mind off of the situations that only you can change when you face them. So this is why you have to read, study to show yourself approved unto God. Sometimes God will drop a book in your lap. I've had books dropped in my lap sometimes, and I've gotten 1, 2, 3 sentences out of them. Changed my life. Caused me to see something God was trying to show me. But I took time to turn the TV off. I mean, nowadays, you can get you an audio book and listen. The Word of God is my foundation, so I'm not afraid to read. I'm not afraid to get information because I can immediately recognize if it's a spirit of truth or it's a spirit of error. Sometimes God will have me read a book and I see something, then my eyes come open and I see what's happening around me and I'm able to make adjustments. Most Christians will do like an ostrich. They won't bury their head in the Word without allowing the Word to affect their lives. Just going through the motion of reading the Word. So that's like you, like an ostrich, sticking their head in the sand, thinking they're hiding, but their whole body exposed. Sometimes you're just going to have to discipline yourself to turn that TV off. Put whatever is entertaining you to the point to where you don't want to face what you got to face in your life, to where you don't want to face to change what you need to change in your life. Some of y'all now, apostles teaching us on health. I mean, just teaching us on health, giving us revelation on health, giving us insight on health. But yet there's something in your environment that won't cause you to change. So it's up to you to change your environment. If you got to get whatever is causing you harm in your body out your environment, get it out your pantry. Read. Read about whatever's body. Read, find out how this works. How does my body work? How this works? Read. Read. Apostle, instead of giving us information to read. Why? So our, watch this, so our souls can be structured properly. If our soul not structured properly, your perception is going to be off. Eve's soul was not structured properly. So her perception was off. And really, her perception, her and Adam's perception, messed all of us up. Your ability to perceive. Your ability to perceive is based on how you structure your soul. Are you conforming or being transformed? Are you letting the TV tell you what they want you to know? Or are you searching for what you want to know? Are you redeeming the times? Let me close in the scripture. Ephesians the fifth chapter. Watch this. Ephesians the fifth chapter. Ephesians the fifth chapter. Ephesians the fifth chapter. See that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Redeeming the time simply means spending your time efficiently to prepare yourself for the evil days. Wherefore, be not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves. That's talking about your environment. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart, in your soul, in your mind, to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord.